Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode, where we're going to take everything to the next level as far as just a deeper level of understanding. And on the last two episodes, I have to say there have been so many people who have emailed in and just had major awarenesses as far as getting real results and what it does take and what you have to do different. And I just love that so much. You know, on the last episode with Mary, there were so many people who had major insights from that breakdown at the end, where it was really just breaking the pieces apart as to what I was doing to coach her to use her mind, and also, you know, just her awarenesses. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful being. So that was wonderful. And then also last week's IQ episode about amping the negative. For a lot of people, they had, there were just so many people who messaged and said, oh my God, I've been doing that very thing. And I see that all of the time, where people are doing things with their mind and their energy that are unknowingly reinforcing the problem instead of releasing the problem. And I see that all of the time, even with people who have been doing it for years and years and years, especially with people who have been working with their mind for years and years and years. And so it's just very common, and you'll want to make sure to look at the mind in a different way. And, you know, speaking of which, there was an email that was actually sent in, and let me pull that up because, here we go, because it's so on point with what we've been talking about and also what we're going to be talking about today. And here we go. The email reads, "Dear Brandi, I have to be honest, despite hearing you say on several episodes that you have to look at the mind in a different way, I really thought that the results you were getting were due to your amazing gift. You are the most tuned in person I have ever seen, and I've been studying metaphysics for over 30 years. So I've been mesmerized by your gift. However, between the last two episodes, I can see just how important it is to look at the mind in a different way. It is now very clear to me why I'm still struggling to get results after all of these years. Sure, I have seen some progress throughout the years with some of the modalities that I've tried, yet I have not been able to heal myself like you have, nor have I really changed my life. Sure, life has changed, I've gotten older, but I wouldn't say my life has changed in the ways that I've wanted it to." And his email goes on and starts talking about health issues and things he's tried and, you know, different things like that. But I'm going to go ahead and stop there, because the point that I really want to make is that I see this all of the time, is that people say, oh, well, it's just because of your gift that you're able to get results. You'll want to keep in mind that I didn't have my gift when I healed myself. You know, that came afterwards. That was a result of learning how to work with my mind, learning how to clear things from my mind, and to really understand my mind in a different way, which is the reason that I wanted to share that with you. Because if you want to get results in a different way in working with your mind, where you're able to get rapid results and real physical results, then it's important to look at the mind in a completely different way. I mean, that was huge for me, and a key part of healing was really understanding the mind in a completely different way. And today I want to give you an example of what I mean, so you really understand it at a deeper level. And I'm going to use an example. You may be familiar with Brené Brown. You know, a lot of people are, and I have to say, she's wonderful, and I love her, and I think what she does is great for her, and it works for her. And I want to tell you, what we are doing would never work with her concepts. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong, of course, with what she's doing. And the way you want to look at this, and I'm going to break this down so you look at the mind in a different way, but the way that you want to look at it is like this, is, you know, if somebody is playing baseball, then a baseball field works great. And if they're playing golf, then a baseball field does not work at all, okay? It will fail. It won't work. So that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with a baseball field. It just means it's not going to work for golf, very simply. And so if we tried to use her concepts or other common concepts with emotions and understandings with emotions, it just simply wouldn't work for what we are doing with getting radical healing results and the way that I get the results. It's really about honing in on the specifics to be able to make the radical changes. That's what's key. And, you know, when I was going through my discoveries of certain things, this is one of the key parts that changed everything. You know, just the way I look at emotions, the way I look at energy, the way that I look at the mind, the way I look at healing. I mean, there were a lot of different components. And this, of course, is something that has been groundbreaking and foundational. And this is what I mean to break it down more specifically. For example, something that she speaks about, she says that the emotion of shame is, I am bad. And the difference between shame, which is I am bad, and guilt means I did something bad. Now, if I used those awarenesses, I would not get healing results. That just, it wouldn't work. And this is why. So when she says shame is I am bad, that wouldn't work for what I do because I see shame in a different way. And I also see I am bad in a different way. So to me, the way I get results, I am bad is actually connected to the identity. So I couldn't just treat it like an emotion. I would actually need to understand in the mind that that is an identity piece that would need to be shifted. So I am bad is towards the identity itself. And if I tried to just treat it like an emotion, it wouldn't work. And the way that I see the emotion of shame is that somebody feels like they did something that was bad that they kind of want to hide or feel a sense of almost humiliated or embarrassed about. But it's this feeling of wanting to hide something and feeling ashamed of it. And so it's a feeling that comes in connection with some type of action. So somebody can feel ashamed of having done something wrong or done drugs, or for some people that can relate to sex, or all the time people will have something that they feel shame from in their past that they don't really want to tell others about. So there's that feeling of feeling like they did something that they're not really proud of and they're feeling ashamed of, and they don't want others to really know about it because it feels embarrassing or humiliating or just something that they want to hide. And that doesn't necessarily mean that a person does hide it. It just means they have a lot of that feeling of shame around it. But just to be clear with the distinction, it doesn't necessarily mean I am bad. It means I did something that I'm ashamed of. I feel shame towards. So notice that distinction. And I know that for some people, it may seem very small, but for me, there were certain things that I did in working with the mind that were groundbreaking. There were key pieces that I really needed to implement to be able to get results in working with the mind and even looking at the subconscious mind in a different way and looking at emotions and energy in a different way and all kinds of things. And this has been a key component, you know, like looking at the mind and emotions and something being an identity is different than an emotion. And then not only that, but what is the real energy of the emotion? And that's what I'm always looking at, is what is the complete energy of the emotion? And so even with guilt, she defines it as I did something bad. Now, I see it differently. And again, her work is great for her. So we're not saying anything negative about her work. We're just simply saying it would not work for what it is that we're doing here. And her definition of guilt is, I did something bad. Now, I see it in a different way. And again, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying anything bad about her work. It works for her. But I can tell you that guilt being I did something bad would never work in what I do with people. It would fail. And this is the reason why, is the way that I see guilt is a feeling like you did something different than what you quote unquote should have done or what should have happened, and you shouldn't have done it. And typically also feeling like you got some type of benefit or reward for it or got away with something. And so that is typically the feeling that's connected to guilt. And it doesn't always mean that you did something bad. In fact, a lot of cases, it can be something that's not actually bad at all, but it's just a feeling, again, that you did something different than you should have done, and that there was some type of guilty pleasure, so to speak, or some type of reward, or that you got away with something. And so that's a lot of times where the feeling of guilt comes from. So it doesn't have to be from doing something, quote unquote, bad. It doesn't have to be something bad at all, though in some cases it can be. So we're going to unpack this even further, but you want to remember it's more of a feeling in and of itself. And so as we unpack it, you want to think about the feeling itself and not the feeling of feeling like I did something bad, but really there's more depth. And so that's what we're going to unpack. You know, for example, let's say that you ruined your spouse's favorite pair of jeans. How would you feel about that? Well, typically somebody would feel, you know, bad about it. Or you've probably heard somebody say, oh my God, I just feel so horrible that that happened. Okay, so a lot of times that's a feeling of feeling bad. Now, let's say that you knew better. Or let's say that you hid it. Okay, now that type of feeling would then bring in a feeling of feeling guilty on the inside. Like if you've probably heard the expression before, oh, you have a guilty look, what did you do? Or something like that. Or a lot of times, if you think about it, people will feel guilty for eating the wrong foods, so to speak. And if you stop and think about it for a moment, they didn't do something quote unquote bad. That's not bad necessarily, but they're doing something that they wanted to do in the moment instead of what they felt like they should be doing. And they felt like there was a reward for it. It was something, you know, that they wanted to do. So that's where the feeling of guilt comes from. And so if I use her definition of I did something bad, it wouldn't work, because a lot of times I can see people who have patterns of feeling like they ate the wrong thing and they feel guilt for it. And should they really feel guilt? Well, they didn't really do anything bad. Or even people will feel a sense of feeling guilty for having money. Or you've heard of survivor's guilt. Now, did they do anything bad by surviving? They definitely didn't do something bad. And so you can see from these examples that guilt isn't just a feeling of, I did something bad. There's typically a should have in there. And it's not only about what you did, it can be about what you didn't do. And so, for example, a person can feel very guilty for not spending time with their kids. Why? Because they feel like they should have spent time with their kids. So there's that should. Or even a person can feel guilty for being hard on their kids because they feel like they shouldn't have. And so there's those feelings in there of doing something that you feel like you shouldn't have done, or even not doing something that you feel like you should have done. And that's what you'll want to pay attention to. And again, so sometimes it can be something that is something that's not good. Other times it can be something that it just is your own rule of what you feel like should have happened or shouldn't have happened, you know? And there are plenty of cases, you know, somebody can feel guilty for stealing, or somebody can feel guilty for lying. And these are, of course, things that are not good and they shouldn't do, and they know better. However, if you take a kid who steals something, who doesn't really know it's stealing, so let's say a three-year-old takes something that they want and they just steal it because they feel like, oh, well, I want this, this is mine, and they don't know any better, then there's no guilt involved because they don't know that they should or shouldn't necessarily do it. And so it really comes down to how you're feeling, what your rules are, and it doesn't always mean that you really did something bad, of course. You know, going back to the simple feeling of survivor's guilt. If we break down the feeling of guilty, a lot of times survivor's guilt is a person feeling like they should have been the one who died. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that they should have been the one who died, but it just goes back to, again, the awareness of what is really there with the feeling. Because you've probably heard me say, if you're listening to past episodes, that you can't trick God, the universe, divine, your body, whatever you want to call it. And to get real results, you really have to transform the feeling of what it really is. And so you can't ballpark it. You can't just put it in a box and say, okay, well, it's something like this. You have to really get specific. And you may have heard me use this analogy before also, in that it's a lot like if somebody's playing a musical instrument or you're listening to music and it seems like there might be a subtle difference between a G note and a B note or an E and an E flat. But to a musician, that small distinction is everything. It's whether the music turns out sounding beautifully or if it sounds off, you know, or even programming a computer. You know, you change just a few things slightly. How does it go? Well, obviously, it doesn't go very well, right? So that's the level of depth and understanding that has helped me to heal myself and get results with people, is really looking at the mind in a completely different way. And I started realizing that the way that we were looking at the mind and emotions didn't have the level of clarity needed to really get results. And that's, again, the reason that I'm able to get such rapid results. And I want to say just again, I think Brené Brown is lovely and wonderful and fabulous. And so it's nothing negative about her work. She does her own thing, which is beautiful. And just saying, for what we're doing right here and how I am getting these incredible results is because I'm looking at the mind in a completely different way than I've ever seen, and really break it down to a deeper level of understanding and awareness. So that is key. And that's also the reason that every single one of us should really be very aware of our emotions and what we're feeling and experiencing. And that's what's key for manifesting and transforming our health, our life, everything that you're really wanting, that deeper level of understanding. And by the way, you've probably heard me say on past episodes, I know I've said multiple times, that just even the feeling of fear is so much different than the feeling of afraid or terrified or scared. They all have major distinctions between them of how they work, how they feel, how they work in the mind. I mean, you know, it's just key to be aware of what it is that you're really feeling, and then transform that in the mind and the subconscious mind and in your energy. So that is key for getting radical results in your life, you know. And of course, you can also see why healing or manifesting feels complex, because not only does each emotion have complexity to it, but everything that you're wanting to manifest or even healing has multiple emotions that are connected to it. And so that's the reason why sometimes it can feel hard. But if you're honest with yourself and you really understand your mind and energy at a deeper level, it all becomes so much easier. And so that is key. And that is my hope for every single human being, is that everybody gets in touch with what they're really feeling and experiencing. And so on that note, if you want to make sure to share this episode with somebody you love, somebody you care about, somebody you know who can benefit from this information, just like the person who had emailed in and he mentioned that he'd been working on manifesting and working with metaphysics for over 30 years and still hasn't gotten the results that he wanted. I see that so often. And so definitely share an episode and let's see what it looks like to live in a happier, healthier, more empowered world. So that said, again, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. I have so much respect for you that you are somebody who is just continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your awareness. I just love it. And I wish you a most wonderful, fabulous rest of your day, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.